This is Financial Market Masterminds with Lauren Carmouche at anzocapital.com. This week on the podcast, growth and inflation figures come to the fore. In developed economies, consumer spending, which is closely linked to inflation growth, accounts for over 70% of economic growth. Perhaps surprisingly, it was a positive week for most of the G10 economies. Last week, our first major event started in Europe with Eurozone economic growth figures. The figure beat forecast with 2.2% growth for the second quarter of 2018. On Wednesday, we had UK inflation figures released, which rose in line with expectations at 2.5% year-on-year growth, with the figure showing an acceleration from the previous month, which stood at 2.4% growth. The rise was attributed to rising fuel and transportation costs, as well as a rise in prices for computer games and food. It appears that central bank intervention may have been effective at dampening strong inflationary pressure, with the Bank of England estimating inflation to peak at 2.6% in July. Staying on Wednesday, we move to the US economy with better than expected retail sales figures released. Third quarter growth looks promising as consumers bought more motor vehicles and clothing during the month. Ex-auto sales also climbed to 0.6%, and the rise has been defined by a tightening labour market together with tax cuts. Later in the day, we also had crude oil inventory data released, with the stockpile rising by 6.8 million barrels in the previous week. And this was compared with a forecast of 2.5 million reduction in inventory. And to round up the week, we have Eurozone CPI data. After an unprecedented quantitative easing program, the ECB have started to see the results in the form of rising Eurozone inflation. From a previous 1.3% rise in 2017 to a 2.1% rise year on year for July, the bank have managed to reach their target inflation. The energy and services sector were the largest contributors to inflationary growth for the month. Now, if you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check back later in the week where we'll have more podcasts available for you. Or you can have a look at our podcast area on anzocapital.com. Also, we love to hear your comments, feedback, and suggestions, so be sure to write to us at research@anzocapital.com. I'm Lauren Carmouche. You've been listening to Financial Market Masterminds at anzocapital.com.